One. Bum, ba, 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 ba.
Hello, fans!
And welcome to another episode of
The Seven Ages!
Harry!
Hermione!
Hagrid!
Hogwarts!
Hufflepuff!
Horned Serpent!
And Hollows!
I'm Harriet Spencer.
And I'm Frances Castle.
And today we're going to talk about ourselves. Because, yeah, that's just... I don't know why we're doing this. Why are we doing this? Because it's something to do. And you guys should know about us.
Yeah!
But before we get into this episode, here's a question of the day. And only Frances will be answering this because I made it up. And this is all on you, Frances.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Anyways... You do most of the talking, so this is gonna be a chance for me to like talk.
Yeah.
Which I'm not. I'm fine with you talking a lot because I'm quiet.
No, it's fine. Here you go. Okay. So, there is a Gryffindor, right? This is gonna be like a big story. Okay. Story time, guys.
Woo!
Okay. So there is a Gryffindor who cares a lot about a Hufflepuff. And the Hufflepuff also cares very deeply about the Gryffindor, but not in the way that the Gryffindor cares about them. So one day the Gryffindor gets up the courage to ask the Hufflepuff out. And they're both really good friends, and they see each other all the time, and not knowing really what to do, the Hufflepuff says no, and then runs off. Question number one, what can the Hufflepuff do to help the Gryffindor feel like, not horrible, or that they just ruined their lives?
So what I would do is I'm assuming they're at school, so I would leave a note in their locker saying, like, just, I'm sorry, but I'm just not ready for this yet. Or, like, not ready, and I'm just not into you, like, right now.
Yeah, because the Hufflepuff also, like, really cares about the Gryffindor.
Yeah.
You know? And
I'd be like, I really like you, like, not in that way, but, like, you know, like, I like you as a friend, but we're not, I don't think we're ready to take a step further.
Yeah. Okay, and then the next part of the story is, the Hufflepuff and the Gryffindor are contacting, but not in person. And the Hufflepuff is saying, I am so sorry about how I reacted earlier that day. I really deeply care about you, but not in the way that you do. And I feel like there's not... I'm talking now. I'm answering this question. I don't know why, but... because I'm breaking the rules now. Anyway, I feel like, I don't know what I was going to say. What was I going to say? Because, like, if I was in the situation, which I have been before, when I was in the situation, I felt, like, so guilty, and I felt like I had ruined this other person's life.
I feel like, as a Hufflepuff, it's hard for us to say no to that because it's like, I don't want to ruin their life if they truly really like me. It's just so hard to say no because it's like, I don't want to ruin their life forever.
Yeah.
I don't want to hurt their feelings unless they're like truly crappy, but whatevs.
Yeah. And the Gryffindor being forgiving and just a great Gryffindor says, like, oh no, it's totally fine, I'll see you tomorrow. And the Hufflepuff is just kind of feeling like, that was kind of quick, and I still am not sure. Wait, what was the next question? Oh, okay, I know. So a few months go by now, and the Hufflepuff and the Gryffindor and the Hufflepuff are still really good friends, and really nothing has changed. But the Hufflepuff feels like they might have ignored it too much, and that maybe the Gryffindor is still feeling sad about what happened a few months ago. What should the Hufflepuff do now?
Well,
or the Gryffindor. But mostly Hufflepuff.
What I would do is I would go talk to them like, hey, do you still like me?
That would be such an awkward, like, conversation, though.
But I just want to know how they, like, it'd be hard for them because they don't want to express their feelings. I would probably just... okay, well, I'd leave them a note that say, like, do you still like me? And...
That'd be so weird.
But that's what I would do.
Okay. Well, okay. So, that answers the second question. So, let's say... what was I gonna say? The Hufflepuff is, is still, like I said, feeling like they might have, like, it's still not okay between us and might be still awkward for the Gryffindor. They want to tell the Gryffindor, that reassure them that, like, they are still really, really, really good friends. And that, like, if... This is so weird. But if, like, if dating wasn't seen as mushy, grushy, like, gross stuff. never mind. That she would, like, absolutely, like, go out to a movie with them. Or eat dinner together, but in that really close friend way that maybe someday could become more. Here's the third question. Do you think that would be the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do?
Right thing to do. Because, I mean, I would personally say just like, it's like, you know, it's hard because... Alright. I would say yes, that is a good thing to do because, like, you may not like them then, but you could like them later. You never know. Because your tastes in people change a lot. So, I wouldn't...
Yeah, like,
if you said, like, no, we're never going to be a thing, like, what if your opinions change and then he's going to say no to you, probably, because, so, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's, like, with all, like, the explosion, not really explosion, but just, like, dating is seen as, like, you are two people who, like each other. And so you go out and you eat dinner together, and people see that as, like, a romantic thing. And I feel like it shouldn't always be like that. If someone asks someone out to the movies, everyone immediately thinks that, oh my gosh, you guys are dating now. And, like, what if you just, like, wanna ask them out as just a fun thing to do?
So if
the Gryffindor asked the Hufflepuff, or the Hufflepuff asked the Gryffindor out to the movies or eat dinner, would you think that would be, like, the good thing to do, in, like, would people more or yourself see that as a romantic thing to do, or as just really good friends that might maybe become something more, and just have fun?
Yeah.
Like, at the movies.
Yeah. Okay, so that concludes our...
Yes, on with the episode.
First, before we start talking about ourselves, I'm going to point out that we now have our very first website.
Yay!
We're going to be having our Instagram page still, but we're having two websites. One that we'll be posting...
What? OMG! Go post it everywhere on social media. Do stuff. We want to get listeners. So,
but on our first website, it is the website that Anchor made for us. Thank you guys. Basically made for us. Yeah. Basically, it's geared to our podcast, and you guys can leave us a voice message, but you do have to sign up for Anchor. So
do that.
So please sign up for Anchor, and then you guys can voice message us, and you can also get your podcast on Anchor, our podcast on Anchor. So, yeah. So sign up for Anchor and message us through there, and you can, it's voice messaging. So, yeah, and we will actually, we can't get...
Share this website with people. Please, we love it. We love you, and we love anyone else who comes to us and listens to our podcast.
My dad is making us another website soon. Like, he'll probably be, he's in the process of it. And that will have...
We need our parents' help.
All of our, like, that's just going to have a ton of information in it, and, like, it's just going to be, like, a fun little thing. They're not going to be able to message us through it, but you're going to be able to see our podcast there, and you also are going to be able to, do one other thing. I forget what it was. My dad told me about it, but, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. So, please check that out. That'd be great.
Link will be in the description of our first website.
Yeah. And you can, in the voice message, you can leave us for the question of the day. Or you can type it and send it to us.
You can't type it through that app, that website. But yeah. The link is in the description. I put it in the descriptions for all the podcast episodes before this. And it'll be in the description for this one. And all the rest of the episodes.
Yay!
All of the episodes. So yeah, you can find it in any of the episodes. Yeah. Are you
on with the podcast?
Alright, so first we're going to be talking about our house stories. As you know, we are both proud and loyal Hufflepuffs.
But we were not always those.
So who wants to go first?
You can go first.
Okay. We're also going to be talking a little bit about what trait we think we most identify with, and why we think we're a Hufflepuff. Just kind of like the basis of like why we are a Hufflepuff.
Go.
My story. So, I read Harry Potter and all that stuff. We're going to get to our Harry Potter stories later, but, and I loved Gryffindor House. I don't know why I did. And I thought it was a Gryffindor.
Because Harry Potter's in that house, and he's like, it's more of Hermione that's in that house, that everyone's just like, I love Hermione, I can't read that.
I loved Hermione as a kid. That was...
You are a kid, sweetheart.
I loved Hermione, though. So.
I know, you still do.
No.
Yes, you do. You argue about who has the better accent.
I love her, but she's not my favorite character anymore.
I know, but you still love her.
Yeah, I do love her.
And you still argue about who has the better accent. Or who sounds most like
her. Obviously me.
Oh my god, see? See?
That's the Gryffindor movie that just came out there. Maybe at the very end of this podcast, we'll have a Hermione accent. Like, a Hermione off. Hermione off.
Oh my god, no!
Maybe. We'll, if we remember. So. Yeah. I thought I was Gryffindor, and when I took the quiz, I got Gryffindor. I'm Pottermore. I'm Pottermore still existed.
Really?
Yep, I got Gryffindor. Next time I took it, I took it when I was, like, I first read the book when I was, like, 7. I took it when I was 7, and then I took it again when I was 8, and I got Hufflepuff.
Yay!
And I kept getting Hufflepuff constantly after that, and I would not believe it.
Yeah, you were mad.
And at that point, Harriet was a Hufflepuff. She announced me that she was a Hufflepuff, and I was like, I'm a Gryffindor, duh. And then, can't remember what it was, but, like, I was just, like, I had, like, one day, I don't know what I was doing, but it was such a Hufflepuff thing to do, some sort of that. I was like, oh my god, I'm a Hufflepuff. and then I took a BuzzFeed quiz, not accurate, I took, like, 5 of them. Every time it came out Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Good Hufflepuff story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Francis, I also was just like, I'm a Gryffindor! Because, like, I'm just like, what kind of other houses would, like, be, like, oh, yeah, I'm a Ravenclaw. But, like, I was also young, and I'm just, and I didn't appreciate the beauty of all the other houses. And when I was little, I also thought, like, oh my gosh, Slytherin is the evil house. And now that I'm older, I'm just like, Slytherin is the best!
Slytherin, okay, I wasn't as geeky about it as I am now when I first started reading it, so that's why I was like, Slytherin's the worst, and Gryffindor's the best. I don't care about the other two houses. I can't believe I thought that.
Yeah.
I'm mad at myself.
Yeah. So, and me and my mom, like, my mom's also a big Harry Potter fan, but not as much anymore, but she still is great, and we talk about it sometimes, but we both took this, a Harry Potter house quiz,
ooh,
and
this,
like, and it wasn't on Pottermore, it was just, like, this random website that was just like, here, what's your Hogwarts house, and, she got Ravenclaw, and I got Gryffindor. I'm just like, ah, I'm a Gryffindor, you know, ah.
That's such a Gryffindor thing to do.
Yeah. Shush. And that, like, and for a few months, I'm just like, I'm a Gryffindor. Yeah. And, like, I told everyone about it and stuff. And then I heard about this amazing website called Pottermore. And my best friend was just like, you have to take it. And I took it. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I'm probably going to get Gryffindor. And then I got Hufflepuff. And, like, I acted, at, like, excited at first, and then I'm just like, oh, I got Hufflepuff. And then I read the description, and I realized, like, the welcome note, and I realized that, like, I have always been a Hufflepuff, but I just, like, I said that I was a Gryffindor because all the main characters are in Gryffindor. And, like, and like, it was just... It was great to be, like, and, like, everyone want, like, as a little kid, you just want to be in the hero's house, right? The description didn't really match me, and I realized that when I read the welcome note, and I'm just like, oh my god, this is my home. I'm weird. I am loyal. I stand up for people, and, yeah, I'm a Hufflepuff, and that was just kind of my, like, oh!
I remember you, when you found that out, I actually took the Pottermore quiz before you did.
Yeah.
I did, because I remember being like, I don't think I ever took any other quizzes besides that, before that. So, you called me and you were like,
I'm a Hufflepuff.
I have a confession. I'm in Hufflepuff. And I was like, what the heck? And I was like, oh, I thought we were both Gryffindors. And I was like, I'm so Gryffindor. And I was like, what? And it was a little bit, it was like, a year after that that I switched. I was like, screw it, I'm a Hufflepuff.
Yeah, we want to be in Gryffindor, but to be true to ourselves, we just, deep down, we know that we're a Hufflepuff, and then we kind of just like, oh yeah, we're a Hufflepuff. We're like...
Hufflepuffs and LaBeouf.
Well, no.
I love all Hogwarts houses, but I like Hufflepuff the best just because I'm in it.
That's the biggest Hufflepuff.
I'm just saying that.
It's just like, I love all houses. They're all my favorite. But being in Hufflepuff, it's just my home and I love it. That's like,
that's your
Hufflepuff right there.
Okay. So now that our stories are out there, I want to talk about, I was just thinking, let's just go through a little bit of brief, like, about what our parents and then your brother's Hogwarts houses are.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'll go first. My brother has not taken the quiz yet, and I am so anxious for him to, because I actually see literally every single house in him.
Because you don't know that person.
Oh my god, when he's being my big brother, oh my god, he is such a Slytherin. And that, like, because he's just, like, hunting and is just like, I'm the bigger brother, I know what to do with you. And that, like, and I'm not saying that because he's, like, being really annoying sometimes, that, like, that he's a Slytherin because Slytherins are evil. Like, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that, like, because Slytherins are not evil, Slytherins are the best. But the traits that he has when he's being my big brother, like, very Slytherin. But then when he opens up to me and we're like talking about school and stuff, then I see a very much big of Hufflepuff in him. He is very smart. He's very kind. And the smartness that I see in him, I see a lot of Ravenclaw in him. Not as much Ravenclaw though, but I also really do see the Gryffindor in him because he is my big brother. And he stands up. Well, he talks to me a lot and about stuff in school and like, and that's the Hufflepuff part of him, but it's also like my big brother Gryffindor part of him. And then he, like, of course, he, like, he's 14, like he's a teenager, and he's on video games a lot, and he loves Fortnite and stuff. Yeah, that's also a lot of Gryffindor that I see in him.
Okay, so you don't know him.
No.
So we already know your mom's a Ravenclaw.
Well, so the liar website that said that I was a Gryffindor says.
Oh, well.
But yeah. I do see a lot of Ravenclaw in her.
Yeah, I do. So, I think she's probably a Ravenclaw. What about your dad?
My dad, he took the Pottermore quiz, and it said that he was a Ravenclaw. And I'm like, you're a Hufflepuff, dude.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm like, but that's just me as his daughter knowing that. But maybe, you know, at work, maybe he's a Ravenclaw. Maybe he's, like, a different person at work. So I think he should be a Hufflepuff, but Pottermore says that he's a Ravenclaw.
Okay, my mom.
I want to guess Ravenclaw.
Never took the quiz, but I know she's a Ravenclaw. Her second house that I could totally see her in is Slytherin, but, like, Ravenclaw's five times more. And my dad is a Gryffindor.
I can see that. That makes sense.
I don't have anything to say about that. My mom didn't take the quiz. She only took, like, a little online quiz because her computer wouldn't work for the Pottermore quiz. My dad took the Pottermore quiz. So, like, we know that he's definitely a Gryffindor, but I don't know about my mom. She could be a Slytherin or a Ravenclaw. Ravenclaw, but, yeah. Okay.
Great.
Next we're going to be talking about is Ilvermorny.
Ilvermorny.
If you guys don't know what Ilvermorny is, it is the American School of Witchcraft and Wizardry.
Yas. And
you'll know.
I was always thinking, like, if I don't go to Hogwarts, I'm going to Ilvermorny. But
I
know.
I wouldn't go to Ilvermorny. I'd totally fake a British accent and go to Hogwarts.
Yeah. Like,
hello, I'm.
Excuse me, my name is Hyatt Spencer. I was supposed to go to Ilvermorny, but actually I'm British, so, you know. Yes.
I'm finished castle, and now it's terrible. Stop, stop.
Okay. Stop, stop. Stop!
Okay, anyway, so yeah.
Wow, our British accent.
But what is your Ilvermorny house, Harriet?
Mine is Thunderbird.
Mine is Thunderbird, too.
And that really makes sense. Please. Because, like, we both started out really thinking that we were Gryffindors. And if you don't know, Thunderbird is the mix between Gryffindor and Hufflepuff.
And Thunderbird, what is it? I think it's mind. No, it's not mind.
Think about I don't know. It's not mine. It's, like, I think it's heart.
I think it's heart. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
I don't know. Don't rely on me. I don't know. I don't remember at all.
I don't have much of a... I don't have a story for that. I don't talk about that much.
I didn't even know what Ilvermorny was for a while, though.
I think I might have first told you about it.
No. I went on Pottermore. I'm just like, ooh, what's Ilvermorny?
Okay. I think I first mentioned it to you, although I didn't know what it was.
Okay. Yeah, I've read the story about Ilvermorny, and I didn't follow that much, and then I did, and then I didn't really care. But, but yeah, I think Thunderbird really suits us, because, like, we both started out as, like, oh my gosh, we're Gryffindors! And I still do see Gryffindor in me. And just since it's the middle between Gryffindor and Hufflepuff, I think it's really perfect for Thunderbird, for me to be a Thunderbird.
Yep. Okay. Ready to go to the next thing?
Yes. What's the next thing? The next thing is Patronus.
Okay.
That is so embarrassing. And I think it's wrong, too, because the quiz screwed up.
Okay, what's yours, Harriet?
Mine is an aardvark.
You're like, mine is an aardvark. But,
yeah. I am very musical. I'm a big musical theater nerd. And the first question on, the Patronus quiz was what do you most enjoy doing? And it was singing, dancing, or performing. And those are like, I feel like I would have been a bird or something. Because, like, musical theater is literally dancing, and performing. How am I supposed to choose?
But what did you pick?
I didn't. I didn't pick anything. And the Patronus quiz has, like, a timer. And if you don't answer the question within, like, 5 seconds or something, it moves on to the next question. And I'm like, no, please. Please don't. No.
You should have picked performing.
I don't know.
That's, like, both.
I sing all the time. Francis, you hang up because I sing too much.
No, yeah, I hang up on FaceTime calls because she sings too much.
Like, so I don't know what that would be. And I still don't know. But I feel like I would have been a bird or something. I feel like I want to be a phoenix. But I know that's a very Gryffindor-like.
No, I don't think so. I don't think you are, but sorry.
I love phoenixes. They're the best.
Mine is an Irish wolfhound.
Hers is beautiful. Like, she gets an Irish wolfhound, and I get an aardvark, which is, it may as well be an anteater.
Yeah. So, every time I take any sort of Patronus quiz, I always get a dog. So, I get a dog.
I feel like you should be, like, a bunny or something. A hare, like Luna.
Me?
Yeah.
What?
Or like a bear.
I think it's kind of a dog, because dogs are very loyal to you.
That makes sense.
Okay, so do you have anything else to say about Patronus?
I feel, okay. What should my Patronus be that's not an aardvark?
I would say some sort of bird. I have
to. Yeah. I want to be a phoenix. I don't know. What kind of bird?
I don't know. Probably
some. If I was a woodpecker, that'd be like, because woodpeckers are my family's enemy because they like put holes in our houses and then squirrels get into them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, do you have anything else to say?
Yeah. No.
Okay, so next we're going to be talking about our wands.
I really don't know that much about my wand.
I love my wand.
I used to know all about it. I'm just like, okay, this is my wand, guys. And then I wasn't on Pottermore for, like, a few months, and I forgot what it was. But I think it's a, wait, I wrote it down somewhere. It is a Oakwood unicorn. It is a Oakwood wand with a unicorn hair core. And I don't know how long it is. It's like a half of inch more than average wand is.
Okay, that's really weird. That's really kind of like, that's really weird. Okay, but we'll talk about that. Mine is a maplewood wand. Dragon heartstring core. It is very flexible. And mine is, all I know is that it's short. Makes sense, because I'm short. Mm-hmm. But I think it's like half an inch shorter than an average wand.
That's funny.
And that's funny, like, because yours is like a half inch longer. And mine's like half an inch shorter. Yeah.
Okay, what is next? Okay, Harry Potter story.
This is gonna get emotional for Harriet.
Oh my god.
She said this before. She's like, okay, I'm just gonna warn you. I'm gonna get a little emotional.
Yeah, I'm like, oh boy. It's weird because it's not even that sad. It's just... Do you want to go first or should I?
You should go first.
Okay, well... So, little guilty here, but I hated Harry Potter for, like, the first, like, 5 or 6 years of my life. No, probably 7. Maybe 8. it wasn't until, like, really late in 3rd grade where I was like, I might start the Harry Potter books. And that was because a lot of my friends were just like, oh my god, these books are so good. And I felt like kind of left out. I'm just like, fine, I just read them. And I was also having a lot of trouble with reading. And I had a tutor for 2 years. And it was just like, I hate books. I hate books. Why are they a thing on this earth? Why can't I read? And I could read. I just was really slow. And I'm still a really slow reader. So I started them, like, late 3rd grade, and I didn't read them for, like, the entire summer, because I'm just like, I have a better thing to do. And then I picked them back up at the beginning of 4th grade, and I fell in love. I was like, oh my god, what happened to me? And they changed my life. And for a while, I'm like, okay, here's the embarrassing part of the story. So, my name is Harriet. Harry's name is Harry. I was just like, oh my god, we're related.
I remember that. You came over to my house. It was like, honestly, it was only like a couple years ago.
Oh, shit. No. I'm like, oh my god, we're related. And I made up this whole story.
And she made
The night that Voldemort almost killed Harry.
And, yeah, so she made me act, like, play along with the story, like put on robes and pretend to act out that entire story. When she came on my house once.
Yeah, we made, like, an iMovie thing of it.
No, that was different. That was a totally different story.
Oh, yeah. I feel like some of my story was in the story that we made.
I think a little bit of it was. you wanting to be yourself, like
Harry, myself,
and I got to be Harry.
Yeah. So
and here's all the other stupid characters.
Here is the story. Okay. Here we go. It was the night. It was October. What's the date of Halloween? 31st. Okay, it was October 31st, 1981. AKA the night that Harry almost died and Voldemort was almost destroyed. Pretty much destroyed, but not destroyed. We were playing board games! And it's actually a really good story, but it's not true. And we were playing board games. And Harry was 1 year old, like in the books. And all of a sudden there was a flash and a bang. And I looked in the Cursed Child book like so many times and looked at the scene and the lines were. And where, like, and since there are no lines for me, Harriet, there was, like, I didn't say anything. And James is just like, oh, he's here, run, take Harry, run. And it doesn't say who he's talking to. So Lily is carrying Harry and I'm running with Lily and into the kitchen. No, not in the kitchen, to upstairs. And to Harry's bedroom. And she says, go to me. She says to me, go take Harry, run, do whatever you can to save him and that stuff. And then I refuse. I'm just like, I'm not leaving you. And then she's just like, go. And I refuse. And so she blasts me through this portal and then she dies. And it was just like my last sight of my mother when she dies. And I'm blasted for this portal. Because in the script, it says right before Lily dies that there was a, like, green light. I'm just like, oh my god, it was my portal! So not only did the portal send me away to the Muggle world in North America, it blasted me into the future to 2008, and I was reborn as a baby. And that became the start of Harriet Spencer. And then I'm just like, I need to go find my brother, who's like 30 years old now, or 40 years old now. And that's my story. And I didn't get the letter to Hogwarts. I did, actually, from Santa. And I tried to fit myself through the tiny little fireplace with the flu powder that I also got from Santa. And it didn't work, because they're toys. And I was so sad. That's the story of Harriet Potter.
Okay, so, my Harry Potter story.
Sorry, one sec. It also took me 2 years to finish. So yeah, that's my story. And now my room is covered with Harry Potter stuff and Hufflepuff colors. I have a four poster bed, and I have a Hufflepuff dresser, a Hufflepuff chalkboard, and a bunch of Frozen stuff. Okay, now you go.
My Harry Potter story. So when I was, I think I was six, about to turn seven or seven. It was like very early sevens or really late six, about to turn seven. Somewhere around that time, I went in my closet because I had a ton of books in my closet. I and I was looking through there, and I saw the very first Harry Potter book. And, okay, so you heard about Harry Potter from, like, your friends?
Yeah.
No one talked about Harry Potter ever in my school, and they still don't. I have...
Pella... Let me guess, you're the only one that does, and people get annoyed.
Yeah!
Yeah, you buddy!
You have Harry Potter friends, and I have you and two other people.
Oh my gosh, we're buddies.
And the other two people aren't really geeky about it. They just like it.
Yeah.
But you're my only geeky friend about it, which is kind of sad. Because I find some more geeky people about it. But, you know, I don't want to, so.
Oh, well.
I picked up the Harry Potter book. I started reading the first chapter. I didn't get any of it because I couldn't read. I could barely read. And my dad came into my room, and she was like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm going to read this book. And he was like, okay, we've got to read it together because it's kind of scary. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
And so we read the first book. After we read the first book, my parents told me there was a second book. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, okay, sure, we'll read it. And we read the second book. About halfway through the second book, I was about 8. It took me kind of a long time to read the books because we read it as a family, and whenever one person from my family was gone, we couldn't read the book. So my mom catered a lot, so that meant that we had to skip a lot of nights. So about halfway through the Chamber of Secrets book, I was about 7.5 to 8, and I watched the first movie. And I was like, okay, it was pretty good. And I wasn't too geeky about it, but I liked it. And then they finished reading the second book. And parents were like, do I continue the series? And my head had been blown away from all this magic. It was like, it was a magical experience for me. Going through all the books. And by the time we got to the fourth book, I was so excited. Like, once we were finished with the fourth book, I was excited to almost be done. I couldn't watch the third movie till I was about 9. So I had to wait like a year.
Yeah, but like you kept telling me that like you couldn't watch it until you were like 12.
No. Correction, 11.
Okay.
Actually, I'm 11 now, and I've watched all of them plus all the Fantastic Beasts movies. So, Mom, you were a liar. but I think that was when I started getting geeky about it, after like the fourth book, and then I figured out you were geeky about it, and I was like, okay, yeah. So the fifth book was like amazing for me, and then sixth, and then
yeah, but I was so slow. I was like,
I was on the sixth book, you were on the fourth, and when I was already done once you were on the fifth.
Okay, I have a confession to make. I watched the movies I watched a few of the movies before I read the books. And this was because I was not into reading. I thought it was too hard, and I was not good, and all that stuff. So I always said, I'm on the third book, but I've watched the movies up to 5. And when I got to the sixth book, I'm just like, this is ruining my experience. And so I read the sixth book before I watched the movie. And that was sad because then I only had 2 more books to go. And I only actually got to have the experience of reading the books first. Except for everyone always spoiled it. And they're just like, also, this person dies. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And then I found that Tonks died. I'm just like, I was out. I'm like,
once I finished that last book, I was pretty emotional. I was like, it's done with the books. And then once I watched the last movie, I was like,
no, it's really over.
Done. It's really over. And then Fantastic Beasts came out. I was like, heck yeah.
Yes!
Okay, so I got very scared of, like, scary movies as a kid. I remember at age 5, I got scared of a we had to shut off a movie, like, right away, because I was started crying because I got scared of a sea turtle cracking from its egg and walking to shore, and birds were snapping at it.
Oh, I know that movie. It's the turtle movie. Uh-huh. Wait, no, is that Moana?
That's not Moana. No.
No, I know that movie.
Yeah. I got scared of that. So we had to shut that off right away. But, you know, it was, okay. You know, I watched
five.
But still, that's weird. And so my parents were very, like, I don't want you to watch this movie right now because I feel like you're just going to get too scared. Eventually, I did beg them, and once I watched the fourth, I watched all of them, like, straight away. But, yeah. Okay. Do you have anything else to say?
I did, and then I forgot, so let's just move on.
So, I think before we do our next thing, I think we should do a Hermione off.
No.
Please, because I feel like they all want to, now that I said that, now they all want to hear us.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Go.
Oh, no, you go first.
No, you go first.
Okay, fine. What line?
Whatever.
Okay, I'll do my one that I usually do. No. You be Ron, and I'll do that. Have you seen a toad?
Okay, fine.
Has anyone seen a toad? A boy named Neville has lost one.
Wait, I don't know the line.
They just basically shake their heads. Okay.
Nope.
Oh, are you doing magic? Let's see it.
Sunshine, daisies, buttermellow. Turn this stupid fat rat yellow.
Are you sure that's real magic? Well, it's not very good, is it? Okay, I've learned a few spells myself, but they don't work on me. It sits down. Things aren't good. Alchemist, reparo. Whoa. Holy crabbits! You're Harry Potter. I'm Hermione Granger. And you are?
Ron Weasley.
Pleasure. You two better be get on your robes. I expect we'll be arriving soon.
Okay.
You've got dirt on your nose, by the way. Right there. That wasn't my best, but, you know, okay, that's my Hermione impression.
Okay, here's mine.
Now, if you two don't mind, I'm going to bed before either of you come up with another clever idea to get us killed, or worse, expelled.
Okay.
Wait, I have another one. It's Leviosa, not Leviosa.
I don't know, I just wanted to do that. Okay. Can I do the one that you did?
Yep.
Okay. Go ahead. Oh, I'm not, okay. Help me if I forget. Okay. Have any of you seen a toad? A boy named Neville's lost one. No. Oh, are you doing magic? Let's see then.
Sunshine, daisies, buttermellow. Turn this stupid fat rat yellow.
Are you sure that's a real spell? Well, it's not very good, is it?
What's the next line?
I've learned a few spells myself.
I've learned a few spells myself. They've all worked me, of course.
No, they don't work on me.
Whatever.
For example, Ocinus Reparo. Holy crickets, you're Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I'm Hermione Granger. And you are?
Ron Weasley.
Pleasure. Well, you two better get your robes on. I expect we'll be arriving soon. You've got dirt on your nose. Did you know? Just there.
Yeah, that's mine. Yay.
Okay. Now
please comment. Or, yeah.
Comment who does the better one.
Yeah.
She has better expressions.
Because I'm an actor.
I'm not an actor.
Or actress.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so now we're going to be doing a quiz on each other.
Oh, see, boy.
We know each other. So we each wrote down how many questions? I wrote down three.
I wrote down two. Okay, but I can I can think of one.
Okay. You want to give me your first one first?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Here it is. Okay. Oh, I already said this, though.
Okay.
I also said that.
Just think of something.
Okay. You go first.
Okay. Who is my favorite character?
Oh. But you have two. I always forget which one you like better. Because you always say, oh, my gosh, I love her. But it's between Nymphadora Tonks and Luna Lovegood.
Okay. Give me a final answer.
Ah! You're mean. Luna Lovegood?
My favorite is Nymphadora Tonks.
Yeah, me too.
But if I could count Fantastic Beasts in there, I would say Newt Scamander.
Oh! Oh, he breaks my heart.
Okay.
I don't know why, he just...
You give me your first one.
No, because I already said it.
Well, just think of one.
Okay. Amuse them with music from your mouth.
Into the end. Into the end. Okay, that was bad. Into the end. That's too high for me. Show yourself. That was really bad. My voice cracked there. Show yourself. Show yourself.
I have one.
Okay, go ahead.
How many times have I seen? Actually, oh, I have one. Never mind. Okay. Which book is my favorite, and which movie is my favorite?
Your favorite book?
Yeah, and Harry Potter.
Is the third.
Good job.
Your favorite movie is the second. Fifth.
Good job.
Okay. So. So, now, my next one. Wait a second. Oh, well, no. Okay, I'm gonna change that. So, entertain them.
Huh?
Harriet, entertain.
Oh, bam, 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 bam.
What is my favorite magical animal from the Harry Potter series?
Hippogriff.
Yeah, you got it. Okay, your next question.
Okay, how many times have I read The Cursed Child?
Ooh. Can we do four?
Close.
Ugh. Three.
Good job. Bing.
Okay. Speaking of four, can we do four questions?
I gotta think of more. Okay. Yeah, sure.
My next question is, who is my least favorite character?
Oh, Dolores Umbridge.
Yes. She pisses me off.
Shh. No.
What?
No. Okay. Let's see. Entertain.
What?
Entertain.
Oh, okay. Ooh, I made this funny thing up. So, this is... Okay, so... Elsa singing, "Show yourself, I want to know who you are." I know that's not really the real words. And then the thing that's calling her goes, "I've shown myself, now shut up." Okay, there's another, that's funny. That's also from TikTok, but what else? It is, Elsa belching at the top of her lungs in the middle of the night.
Belching?
Yep.
Wait, hold on. You mean belting?
Yeah.
Okay, belching is burping.
Okay, well, the TikTok messed that up, so too bad.
Okay, let's see.
So Elsa singing at the top of her lungs in the middle of the night. Shall we? No. Into the unknown. I'm not a singer, so don't mind me. And then Anna, I can hear you.
Oh, I have one. Okay. How many Harry Potter characters have I dressed up for Halloween, and who was I dressed up as?
Ginny Weasley.
Bing.
Oh, the one of the Patil sisters. I can't remember. Oh, it was Padma.
Uh-huh. Bing.
Because I was Parvati. We went as Padma and Padma and Parvati Patil. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was Hermione the year that you were Jenny. And then, oh God. Oh no. Luna Lovegood?
No, actually, that was it. Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, that was it. This year you dressed up as Luna. I'll dress up as Luna next year, maybe. Or this year, or whatever.
You could borrow my stuff. I'm dressing up as Tonks next year.
You keep stealing my ideas! And they're better ideas. I don't have the ideas, but they're better than... Because, I don't know. Tonks is my favorite character ever. And I feel like she relates a lot to me. Because I am stubborn at times. But then I'm also just like, ah! I don't know. Luna is just such a fun character to be. But yeah, so that was it. I was Ginny Weasley. I feel like I was Luna though, but I probably wasn't. I feel like I was, but I wasn't. What? All right, go.
Oh, so my next character is my last question is, how many times have I watched the first movie?
Oh God. Is it a common number?
Yeah.
Five.
No.
Six.
Nope.
Seven.
Nope.
What? Three?
Nope.
I don't know. Together we've watched the first movie twice. And then you've watched it, what, three times? Four?
No.
Eight?
No.
Higher or lower?
Higher.
What? 13?
No.
10?
Yes.
Oh my God.
So, okay. Here you go. So, I watched it five times before I could actually watch the second movie. Then I watched three more times while I could only watch the first and second movie, because I don't know. I just didn't like the second movie that much. Okay. And then, because I couldn't watch the other movies, what else am I going to watch?
Yeah.
And then I watched it. Ooh, I watched it when I went to Universal Studios in Orlando. I watched it while swimming in the pool.
Great.
That's another one. And then I watched it recently, I swear, I did. I thought I did. Yeah, I did. So I watched it 10 times.
Great. Cool. My last question for you. Oh, how many more questions do you have?
I only have, that was my last one.
Okay. I'm going to ask you two questions.
Okay. I can think of another one.
Okay. Another, like, how many times is, how many times have I watched the third movie?
4.
Hold up. Wait, I gotta think. Wow, you're good.
I got it right?
Yeah. It's funny because, like, I watch movies all the time, but usually they're, like, new movies that I've never watched before.
That I always want to watch Harry Potter movies, but my parents never let me because they think
I know, right?
I haven't watched Harry Potter in, like, 5 months.
Uh-huh. I, like, my parents are just like, do something new. I'm just like, no. No. Let's see. Okay, good job. Okay, your turn.
Okay, now last question is, who is my favorite professor?
Oh. Snape or McGonagall?
What? Which one?
McGonagall?
I think my favorite professor is Hagrid.
Oh, that makes sense. Why didn't I think of that?
I love animals. I want to be like some sort of an animal person when I grow up. Also.
Oh.
Well, first I want to be an Olympic gymnast, and then I want to be some sort of animal creature. Okay. Also, I took a quiz. It turns out, which Harry Potter character are you? And I got Hagrid. And I love him. That totally makes sense, because I'm super, like, kind, and I'm like a Hufflepuff. Even though he was a Gryffindor, I don't get that. But I also love animals, so, yeah.
Cool. I don't really have a favorite professor, because, like, Snape makes me cry. Lupin just makes me think of Sirius, who makes me cry. McGonagall, like, she's awesome, but, like, she's not my favorite. We don't really know much about Professor Sprout. So, yeah. Okay, my last question for you about me is how many Harry Potter costumes do I have?
What? Okay. Well, you have Jenny's.
Uh-huh.
And you have Padma's.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like you have a Hufflepuff robe. You have to have one. I feel like you also have Luna's. I think you have 3.
Keep guessing.
4.
Good job. I don't know what's mean 4. I just have a lot of 4 things.
I need a Hufflepuff robe. I need one. I don't have one.
I have...
Because I have a Gryffindor robe. Because, like...
Yeah, because, like, Gryffindor robes are everywhere. Yeah, I have a Hufflepuff robe. I have... Oh, you're wrong. No, you're right. You are wrong and right. I have a Hufflepuff tie, and I have 2 Gryffindor robes, because my grandparents are just like, here's something, Harry Potter. But yeah, so I have 2 Gryffindor robes, I have a Luna outfit, and I have a Pravarti outfit, and I have a Hufflepuff tie, and that's it. So I have a whole drawer that's, like, everything Harry Potter.
We're getting a $221 outfit. That's all Hufflepuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's for, well, added together for both of us, that's $221.
Yeah. We're so excited. And when we get an Instagram page, we'll post it all around. On our Instagram page, anyway.
We're going to go to camp with it on. So, you know, people are going to think we're
hoping that but, you soon know, happens.
Oh, yeah, we will. Okay, so I think that's all for today's episode.
Yeah. Also, this is a long episode.
Yeah, make sure to go check out Castanetic and Brazy Voices podcast, Fantastic Geeks, and where to find them.
You can find it anywhere.
You get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
We're geeks.
Wait. Thank you guys so much for watching to this episode of... The 7 H's.
Yay!
Ready?
Yep.
We're geeks.
You're geeks.
Everybody's geeks.